Oliver's overrun, so it's probably easiest if you have a quick look in your books. See what I'm about. If anybody's got any questions, I'll answer them. I'm joking. Yeah, I'm quite old. These guys talk about experience, rejection, all the rest of it. I graduated quite a long time ago, 2004. Like people who have spoken before me, I did languages because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I enjoyed languages. I knew I came from a farming background in East Anglia where we barely speak English. So it was quite cool that I could go to these different countries and speak to different people. While I was here, I did German and Spanish in the language centre because you couldn't do a Spanish and German degree at that stage. I believe that you probably can now. My journey's unconventional. These guys talk about being happy. That's really important. And I've switched and changed, got cold feet as well, and inevitably always run back abroad where I feel at home because I'm using those languages. So I didn't come to one of these events because I was a bit of a rebel. If it was on a Wednesday, I would have been socialising because I was heavily involved with the hockey team. If it was on a Thursday, I probably had to go to bed early because of the Wednesday. If it was a Friday, I would have had to be getting ready, etc. I wish I would have come along to one of these events, and wish I would have made more use of the facilities available to me at Warwick. I didn't really make the most of all of the opportunities that I had available here on campus. Ask people questions, try different things, and try different combinations, unusual combinations. So I did Spanish in the Language Centre. Think about, if you're doing languages and you're just doing one language, think about modules in the business department or the economics department. I'm standing quite close because if not, you probably won't hear me. Make the most of the different things available. I'm now a languages teacher and I'm currently teaching German, Spanish, French and Italian in some capacity. Think about other languages that you might like to combine with that. Japanese, Russian, Mandarin, they're all growing in schools. Is there the opportunity to do a module of one of those languages whilst you're here? On your year abroad, could you do a different language? If you're living on the border, could you go into a different country? I lived on the border in Germany, so I used to play hockey in Holland. No, I didn't learn Dutch because they all speak English. So I panicked a bit when it was coming up to graduation and thought, oh my God, everybody's going to the city. They're all talking about 80,000 plus. What am I going to do? I live with quite an academic flat. So I quickly got on the internet and ended up applying for some sales and marketing roles and was fortunate enough to get a graduate job with Beiersdorf. Went along to the interview, felt very relaxed. This always happens, that wasn't written down. And they told me that I could go to Hamburg. So they said, do a year here in the UK, you can go to Hamburg. I was so excited. A year came and they said, no, you need to do 6 more months here, then you can go to Hamburg. And so it went on and it got to 2 years and I just thought, right, this isn't enough. I don't want to stay here. I might be doing well in sales, but my passion is to go back and be using my German that I'd really enjoyed. So I decided to have a quarter-life crisis. 25, they do exist. Gave up the big salary, the nice car, the security, and went and did holiday repping. You don't need a degree from Warwick to be a holiday rep. So, yeah, I did 2 winter seasons in St Anton and 2 summer seasons in Italy on Lake Garda, which is where I then learnt Italian. So I've never had any Italian lessons. I just, from my knowledge of other languages and a very nice Italian boyfriend, learnt an extra language. Reality hit, I suppose, after the 2nd year and lots of hassle from my parents that I had to get a proper job. So I decided to go back to something that I'd always really enjoyed. I'd spent lots of time coaching hockey, working with children, and I thought, OK, I'll go back and I'll teach. You get long holidays and no money. So you can't go on holiday because you've got no money. Yeah, so there's different options for going into teaching. When I was at Warwick, I know they offered a module during my degree I could have done in my final year and a couple of hours a week. I don't know if that still happens here. It's maybe it was called a P... Oh, I don't know. Have a look. It's for a morning a week and you get 10 credits towards your PGCE. There are other options. You don't have to do a PGCE, so if you've decided that you don't really want to go back and study, you could do Teach First. So what you do, you're sponsored by a company, so a global company. They pay you. You go and teach for a couple of years, and then you move over into their business and work in an everyday kind of 9-to-5 role. And I don't know massive amounts on that, but that's what some of my friends have done. They've really enjoyed it because they've combined teaching with industry. There's GTP as well that you can do, so you can actually just apply to go straight into a school. So you're working right from the start and you do your studying kind of one day a week. That's quite nice because you're paid again from the start, which I know times are pretty hard and it's expensive to be a student. So that's an option that may appeal to some of you. So I went back to do my PGCE down at Exeter because they offered a secondary with primary specialism. So I can teach children from 7 to 18, which is really nice. If I've come across as patronising during this speech, I've been working with 7-year-olds all day. We haven't had any toilet emergencies yet, though, so we're OK. So look at the different courses that are available. I love the combination of the little ones and the A-level students, and it's really important that I can share my passion for languages with other people. I can tell them about my experiences. I can find these kind of scholarship schemes and internships and different things for my A-level students and say, go and do those. Just go and try it. If you don't like it, try something else. I haven't read all this class. It's on here. Make use of every opportunity. I mentioned that earlier. I know I made use of all of the sports facilities, the language facilities, and I'm sure a couple of people in the German department will tell you I've made use of their knowledge of literature. I didn't like literature. I love what I'm doing at the moment. Definitely not settled. Don't think I'll ever be settled being a linguist. I'm just going to read out my last paragraph on here. So, oh, I forgot to mention I just did my master's as well. Just because I feel a bit inferior to these other guys. They're all earning those big salaries, probably. I enjoy what I'm doing. I feel with the qualifications and qualities that I've developed during my career that I would feel confident enough to make a change if I felt it necessary. So I wouldn't be afraid to make a decision. Life is short and it's not all about how much you earn. That was a massive pressure I felt here, guys, because I felt a lot of my friends were going off to earn loads of money and that, oh, I need to earn loads of money too. But actually, they work for 15, 20 hours a day to earn that money. And do they actually enjoy it? Not 100% convinced. I'm probably going to have to work until I'm 100. But my journey's definitely been colourful. It's been really interesting. I've met loads of wonderful people along the way. I've lived in some amazing places. I've learned and enhanced my language skills, and I've made friends that I will have forever. Do what makes you happy. Somebody else mentioned this earlier on. Don't compare your journey with others. Your journey is unique. It's your journey, and make it your journey. Society today encourages to be experimental, and if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. You know, I lost a couple of weeks sleep worrying about handing my notice in. I was working for a major FMCG company. How could I possibly hand in my notice when jobs are so hard to come by? So I loved working in industry. I love my years working as a holiday rep, and I really enjoy what I'm doing as a teacher. I don't say that this will probably be my job forever. So go out, do what you want to do. Have no regrets. If you make a mistake, don't feel bad. If you do bad, naughty things, don't feel bad, just think about it and try not to do them again. I'm still learning. Yeah, you've got a massive head start. You've got the University of Warwick on your CV. So that already distinguishes you from a lot of others out there. So just add a few other little tweaks in to make sure that you and your application stand out and represent who you are. And I'm happy to answer any questions. If there's anybody silly enough to be considering being a teacher.
Okay, Emily was the last of our speakers. If I can just get you to not sit down, can I get you all to stand up at the front? Get our alumni to stand you. We've got a bit of time for some questions. So if anyone wants to pick on them, now is your chance. Any questions for our speakers? I've got one myself while you have a little think. Emily, I'm going to pick on you, I'm afraid. Sorry. Why did you choose a PGCE?
I think it was because of the course. So the course at Exeter just really interested me. I looked at the fact that it combined secondary with primary. I was looking to come back to the UK. It's a great way. I did my academic studies initially, so I did a term. The way Exeter works is you do a term at university, then you go out to school. So I got all of the knowledge, all of the theory, and then I went out and, yeah, carried on that way, and carried on to do my Masters in Education, so I know everything there is to know now about you when you're a little bit smaller.
Okay. Anyone got any questions?
You can ask silly questions.
They're like, it's free wine, that's the only reason we can. Actually,
yeah. You can ask the question with wine. That's
With the Leonardo da Vinci scheme, would you recommend only doing it once you've graduated?
I can hear a voice, but I can't see a face.
For being blinded, sorry.
Sorry, what was the question?
With the Leonardo da Vinci scheme, would you only recommend doing it once you've graduated?
You can only do it once you've graduated.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's specifically designed for graduates. Erasmus is undergraduate.
Yeah.
I think Comenius is for secondary school, and LDV Leonardo is for postgraduate. And I would recommend doing it, definitely.
Okay, anyone else? Otherwise, we'll have a little networking session. We'll have some wine. We'll get to ask them maybe in person as opposed to in front of the whole room.
But you get wine, so you know.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's what we'll do. Can we just get a round of applause for our speakers? Also, if we could get a little round of applause for Fiona Kent at the top. Just want to thank you all for attending, and yeah, enjoy the wine. So. Interested in being a teacher myself.
I was only joking. I didn't.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding. It's the hardest job I've ever done.
I'm volunteering now on a private school on Friday afternoons, and it's brilliant.
And every day is different.
But there's so many different routes you can go into. It's hard to know, like, there's courses with QTS and QTE. And,
I think the PGCE is great because it's like the theory, the practical.
Or someone said to you rather, that you're more likely to end up sort of staying where you need your PGCE.
No, God, I did mine at Exeter, I work in Cambridge. Yeah.
My sister went to Exeter.
Yeah, loved it. So, yeah, think about if you want to do that, if you want to do GTP, you choose a school. Harder. If you don't know anything about it, do you know if that's a good school? So, yeah, I love the PGCE because you get the money as well, so you do get an element of funding to do it. And the language bursary has just gone up from 3 grand to 5.
some more incentive.
That's what you get at the end. So when you've done your first year, you get that on top of your first year salary, and you get £1,000 a month while you're doing it.
Nice.
So you're paid really for your whole PGCE.
Did the teach first thing not really appeal to you?
Didn't really know anything about it.
All we know, all I sort of know is that it's like 2 years and they chuck you somewhere horrible,
yeah,
and then you come out of it and you're like James Baxan, you're this guy who can,
yeah,
do all these things that he can do.
And also, you're sponsored by a company, so you might be sponsored by Deloitte or Deloitte,
yeah.
So there's always the option to move sideways if you wanted to. I kind of feel like I could move sideways anyway because I've got my years at Viator. I wanted to say never regret anything if it made you smile, but yeah, just
no, there's a lot of different sort of types, isn't there? There's a lot,
yeah,
of different people sort of.
And if you've got any questions, if you want to come in, I'm just going to be moving to a new school in April, but if you wanted to come in, see what it's about, then yeah, just get in touch.
For all my classmates.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are.
So
yeah, thank you for that.
No worries.
There was someone.
Oh, okay.
Hello, I recognise you. You do recognise me.
I do recognise you.
Do you actually?
Yes. I'm not sure why though.
Well,
we're at uni together.
Well, I'm on your course.
Okay.
I just got back from Genoa, so you might have seen me in my first year.
Around. No, the face definitely isn't new to me.
Yeah.
How was Genoa?
Great. Well,
up and down, yeah.
Good at the beginning and then towards the end. No, bad at the beginning, good towards the end.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what the people who went to Genoa in my year said. And one girl had a really rough time when she was there. But
yeah,
it sort of always ends well. The Erasmus year always ends well.
No, mine was just because of a landlady problem.
Oh, right.
Like, within
okay.
3 months, I'd taken my landlady to court, so it was
absolutely nuts. The Genovese people can be quite well known for being a little bit more difficult than others. But
well, she was from Palermo, the landlady, so she'd been in Genoa a while.
That's why. It rubbed off on her.
Yeah. Anyway. No, actually, I wanted to ask you about the course, probably before anything else, because I wasn't doing Italian International Studies, I was doing Italian and French before.
Okay. Right.
And then I did International Relations in Genoa and really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And transferred this year.
Okay.
And I'm finding this year's module really, really, really difficult.
Which module?
It's Theories of International Relations.
Worst module I did in my whole life.
You're not the first person to say that to me. Do you remember who taught it?
A guy called Hiro, a Japanese guy. He's left. I know he's left because I've spoken to someone who did it last year and I know they have different...
Joao.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is it Joao?
Joao, yeah.
It was really the module that almost made me quit university, honestly. I know it sounds stupid.
I've actually thought about it.
I know it sounds stupid. Don't. First thing, don't. Secondly, that is a really hard module. If you study a language and you don't have the benefit of doing other politics modules, that is a very, very tough module, because stuff like you did world politics and you haven't done...
I've been French. That's the thing.
You haven't even done world politics, yeah. See, stuff like neorealism and...
Is it neorealism?
Realism and liberalism feeds into that module a little bit, so I had the base there, but I still absolutely hated it. Don't worry about it. What's the question? Should you try and change? Is that what you're saying?
No, I can't. Anyway, it was quite difficult to get them to allow me to change onto it now. But I did IR, as I say, in Genoa, but it was completely different. The structure and the way they approached it was completely different, and I really enjoyed it. And I hate the way that it's.
TIR is enough to put you off anything. If it's any consolation, the EU module you'll do next year, as it'll be your final year, won't it? The EU module is a massive step up in terms of enjoyment.
I did that in Geneva as well, and that was really interesting as well.
The EU module, again, it's what you make of it. The TIR module, I just remember I never ever really got to grips with it. Even when it came to revising for exams, I just did enough to get by. I studied two topics, I think, enough for two essays, and just about understood them. One piece of advice you might be useful to you is, when it comes to revising for exams, stick to the simplest simplest theory. So stick to gender. Is it feminism? Feminism's good to stick to because it's very sort of, there's not much to it. There's pros and cons. Stuff like realism and liberalism, there's so many different schools of thought. That if you learn the whole thing, constructivism, I never really understood. So stick to things like feminism and what was the other one? I know. Can't quite remember the other one.
Green theory.
Green theory, yeah, really good one. I think green theory. If you can write your, if you can do your exam on environmentalism and do feminism and maybe neo-realism for your exam, then I think they're quite closed topics, so you can learn everything about them and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's a really horrible module. I know exactly what you're going through, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, I promise.
Okay. I actually have a ton of questions. Can I do you on Facebook or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you...
You might be friends with some of the people I already have.
Yeah, yeah. If there's a pen around.
I have a pen. I've got a pen.
You'll be given a bunch of exercises and with a lot of them you'll have to work as a team,
how do we get this?